That's all about Jordan. She's just plastic, isn't she? And like, it's not really a good look, but like, she's on like all the magazines, like every single magazine, she's in there. And she's like got false boobs, but she's had her lips done, she's had her nose done, she's had everything, like, pretty much. And it's like a bit of a bad role model, isn't she? Like, should be natural, shouldn't need any of that. She's just like a Barbie doll, isn't she? Maybe that's what people will want to be.
Have you seen these photos of Jodie Marsh?
Oh, the bodybuilding ones.
They're like gang worthy.
They are horrible.
It looks like a man. There's loads of muscles and like a whole tub of fake tan on her with tattoos all over her body. It's like not even men can be that muscly. She's more muscly than a typical man.
Rihanna there, she looks completely airbrushed.
If you saw her just sat here now, she wouldn't look like that, would you? Yeah, because there's a picture of her in another magazine of like her stomach. And like, obviously she's got a great stomach, but it's not like all tight and perfect like it is from the airbrush picture. Like, you can just see how much airbrushing actually goes into it.
I know that Beyonce is always in papers about, quite controversially, how people think that they're always lightening her skin because she always looks much darker on the telly and in her music videos, but whenever she's in magazines or papers, her skin looks very, very light. That's clearly been airbrushed.
Like, on the poster I've got Rihanna upstairs, like, she's nowhere near as light as she is there, but I don't know why it is. Make her look like she's got a glow and really she hasn't got any, like, lumosity or whatever the word is to a skin. It's just all one colour, like we are, just all one colour, I think, but yeah, on there they give it like really tone and make it look brighter and lighter. But it's like Cheryl Cole and everybody, they make her look more tanned and stuff.
And nowadays in magazines you have people like Cheryl Cole or whoever and they're like made to look more tanned or whatever. And then you have people like Kelly Rowland, Rihanna, and like they've got so much makeup on and glowing makeup that makes them look lighter, and it's like, what are they supposed to be? What is perfect for them to be? And there's a picture here of Cheryl Cole and it's like Cheryl's drastic carpet diet. And apparently she's lost half a stone in 12 days. That's just because they've got a picture of her face from the side angle, which gives her like a bit of a double chin. It's not even actually like a picture of her body, it's just of her face, and they've called her fat. And then next to it there's a picture of her like looking like a skeleton.
It's like when people like, if you have a picture of someone and they've got like a bit of a bloated stomach and everyone's like, oh, they're pregnant. It's like, well, no, you can just have a bit of a belly, like, you don't have to be like proper toned. It's like the end of the world for them if they have like a bit of cellulite or like a bit of love handles or something. If they have like the tiniest bit of cellulite, then they like freak out about it and do like drastic measures to get rid of it, like them wrap things that you sweat for like 2 hours just to get rid of a bit of cellulite.
It's like a lot of diet pages, isn't there, in magazines and stuff. Why do we need to go on diets like that just to be dead skinny? Like, we should be going, if for anything, we should be on diets for like, for our health and stuff like that, but it's not about that, is it? It's like about appearance.
Because they even give you like diet plans in magazines and stuff. They're like, I'll get like the Cheryl Cole look, and it's like, this is what you have for breakfast, lunch,
yeah,
and dinner.
And they like, have the pages as well with the makeup, like, oh yeah, this celeb uses this makeup,
yeah,
and this celeb uses this hair product. And it's like, how do you know that? You don't know that. It's like, just trying to get us to go out and buy it all to try and be exactly like these people.
What is it?
Christina Aguilera
really
gets her curves on. And she's busting out some kind of dance move where her bum's out, her tummy's out. And show, the yo-yo dieter shows off her size 12 body in a corset. Next to it is a picture of her really skinny. It's like a comparison. Like, if there was a nice photo of her, like, curvy, then it wouldn't look as bad, but they've portrayed it in the worst possible way. I guess it's a bad message to girls that, oh yeah, you can look good if you're size 8, but if you put on a couple of pounds, then bam, you get a bootylicious bum and no one wants to have that, apparently.
Stuff like that can lead to, like, anorexia and stuff like that, and bulimics, and that's where problems start, isn't it? Looking at magazines and thinking, I want to be that skinny, because it seems like a cool thing to be, like, the ideal. Well, when I look in a magazine and I think, oh, wow, look how good they look, and then I think, I don't look like that.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, I wish I looked like that.
Celebs can't win, though, because if they gain weight, they get slated for piling on the pounds, but if they lose too much weight, they get all the rumours that they've got some sort of eating disorder.
Or they're on drugs.
Yeah, or they're on drugs. They just can't win. There's a thing here about Britney Spears' tour that she's on at the moment. All it's doing is talking about how bad her love handles are and how she's not in shape anymore from like about 10 years ago. I don't know why she should be, since she's got two kids now. But it's a complete contradiction in every magazine.
If they put like a dress on a really thin model, then you'd probably get by the dress and be like, oh, I could look like this. But like, obviously not everyone can at that.
Pressure on them, aren't they, from the media and that. Like, there's people that, like celebrities that have got fat and then they've like portrayed them really badly for putting on weight. So it's like, it's portrayed as being a bad thing, is putting on weight. And like, but you can't win really, because some articles put that they're too skinny, and then it's like, well, what's like acceptable weight? Like,
it is like that Christina Aguilera one, isn't it?
Yeah.
And she put on like 5 pounds and everyone was like, oh, she's so fat. And then no, she's like normal size 12, 14, like, that's what most people are. But because she went from like size 8 to like 12, and then she's classed as fat.
It'll make people like question, am I fat?
Because yeah, like, you're not the same weight, you're yeah. Like, ah.
There's a picture here of Amber Riley, and she's the big girl from Glee. Here she's named one of the best dressed, and like she does look really nice because she's wearing clothes that sort of suit her. They're not slating her for putting on maybe like a few pounds, whereas if someone like, if Cheryl Cole put on a few pounds, then they'd slate her, they'd take a picture at like a bad angle of her and publish it saying like how bad she looks, you know, for putting on a few pounds or whatever. But here, I'm sure she weighs like double what Cheryl Cole does, but she still looks good, and they're saying like how it suits her. So I think that's good that they're like including her in Best Dressed. There's a girl, what's her name, Christina Hendricks? She's very curvy, she's like got massive boobs and everything. And she was named one of the sexiest women like in the world or something. And so obviously then a lot of people do like that, if they're the ones voting for it, compared to like a stick-thin model.
It's like, if you think everybody judges people on how they look nowadays.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people do. But you shouldn't.
No, there was a programme about people with different facial disfigurements. That was portraying how they're not in the media at all, like, because people are scared of them. It's hurtful, really, isn't it, that they've got to be a certain way to get into magazines.
To be fair, though, that is hurtful, but, like, if I was flicking through a magazine, I wouldn't want to see someone like that modelling clothes. Like, you want to see someone,
you need like, to make them look good, yeah. So, like, you would go
you
out
need
and buy
someone
new clothes.
To look good, to make the clothes look good, and if you have someone that isn't in the norm, then it's not going to sell it.
Well, maybe
as harsh as it is, it's the way society is, isn't it? Like, you just think that it's how we've been brought up to think, like, oh, if a good looking person is modelling clothes, then the clothes are going to look good. They always do that thing, don't they, where you have like the TOWIE girls and it will have like a picture of them with all their full makeup on, and then next to it, like, oh, the stars without their makeup. And you can still see, obviously, they've got their false eyelashes on and like concealer and stuff on. They're saying even when they don't have makeup on, they still can't do it to the full extent where they actually don't have any makeup on. And it's like they're scared to actually show themselves of who they really are. It makes you think that like you don't ever want to walk out of your house without your makeup on. Like, not obviously in case someone paps you, but because you don't want people to see you without your makeup on. And it's just like how we are now, like you want to put your best clothes on, have your makeup on. Obviously not to the extent where the celebs do, where they have like all the eyelashes and all the fake tan and stuff on, but you know, it does make you like second guess yourself, like to try and be as good as you can be, sort of thing. In the morning, if I was then about to run out of the house, then it was either sit down and have like a proper breakfast or grab my makeup, then I'd grab my makeup.
I'd rather put my makeup on and then grab a really unhealthy chocolate bar for breakfast on the way
yeah,
out.
Yeah, I'd be the same. Yeah, like, I agree with that, yeah.
So we'd all put our makeup before food, which is actually really bad when you think about it.
This year, the thing was that apparently they went in for their makeovers and that it was agreed throughout all the papers that they came back out and they looked 10 times worse than when they went in for their X Factor makeovers. I don't know what they did to them, they completely ruined their identities by making them over.
I know that's what happened as well, isn't it, with it? Is it Craig? And apparently as soon as he went in, they put him on the Gary Barlow diet to be perfect, just like Gary, and it's like, well, he must have been happy before, and sort of, they've given him all this fancy haircut, all these fancy clothes, so it's even for guys as well, like, no, you can't be chubby these days, you've got to have the right clothes to fit in. Janet and Misha B, or whatever their names are, and they've, like, given him all crazy hair and crazy outfits to make him stand out, but
to be fair, if you saw that walking down the street, you'd be like, what the? That's not, like, normal, is it? So, I don't know, it's weird.
I don't know whether it's, like, the America effect, because when Cheryl Cole went over to do American X Factor for, like, the two episodes she was there, all of the magazines were all about how level of style that you have to be in America, and she wasn't hitting it at all, and all the fashion choices were awful. You've got to be a certain level of perfection if you're in America. And because Leona Lewis, when she went over to America to release her fantastic career, when you see her now, she looks completely different to how she looked when she was on the X Factor. She looks frozen and plastic, and I think it's the American effect that's coming over here.
Well, I like Beyonce because she's not like, she's not a size 6 or like size 0, but she's quite curvy. And, like, she's incredibly toned and she's so hot, but she's one of the few people that hasn't sort of lost weight to sort of fit in, where, and like, it makes you feel good that you can have curves and still look as good as she does. But like a lot of people think she looks better than some like size 6 or size 0 models. There's one here, Peaches Geldof, she was a size 12 and now she's gone to size 6, but like the picture of her as a size 6, she looks so ill and she just looks so like unhappy, and whereas she actually looks quite good as a curvy 12. If I could change something about magazines, I'd have more curvier models, like modelling clothes, because a lot of things you can't tell like if they look good until they're on like the same body shape as you. So like, even not just curvier people, people with different body shapes, because a lot of people like have like pear-shaped or like hourglass sort of thing. So just like more variety of people like modelling. You need like a good mix, because like obviously there are a lot of people that are like size 8. I don't know, maybe like a size 8, a 12 and a 16 model, for sort of like a range of them.
I think if magazines had people like Adele, then like it obviously it shows like the bigger star, but then you're still always going to have the skinnier frame people like Emma Stone and Cheryl Cole, but they're still always going to get like grief, like, oh, they've put on this much weight, they've lost this much weight, and they shouldn't do that. Like, they're who they are and they're normal people at the end of the day, and well, magazines are not going to change that, but there should be more of a mix. Like, whenever you see Adele in magazines, it is always just her face or like something to do with her music, nothing to do with her love life or her social life or what she's wearing or anything like that.